Evening all. I just had to record this. This is my very first time using my big telescope. Well, it's tiny, but you know, using my telescope, and I am looking at the craters of the moon. And I just can't tell you. It is just amazing. It's such a clear night. And I can actually see these sort of the areas that are flat, and then there are the craters, and you see the edge of where the Earth is hiding the moon from the sun, so that I just can't explain it. It is just so fantastic, and I'm kicking myself that I haven't learned how to photograph it yet, because this is just so monumental. For me, it's not for you, never mind. But, oh, it's just... And I've phoned my neighbour to see if she wants to come over and have a look too. But there are flat areas. There are areas that sort of look like somebody has stamped a coin on the surface of the moon. You know, a really great huge one, but, you know, the flat areas. And then you've got those pock marks of where all those asteroids have hit the surface of the moon billions of years ago. Let's not get technical on the maths. I know I'm probably wrong, but... Oh, it's just unbelievable. And in about... what time is it now? Six-ish. Yeah, so in about 20, 25 minutes, the International Space Station will come over and I should be able to see it through my telescope for the very first time. I watched it a year ago come over and almost fell off my terrace because I just stood there and watched it with my eyes. But this time I'm going to see it with the telescope. And it's just so exciting. Sorry. I'm sure you're all terribly bored, but never mind. You can go back inside. Well, you're probably inside anyway. I should go inside in a minute and just warm up a bit. But there are clouds coming. Please don't let the clouds come until I have actually seen the International Space Station through the telescope. Please. I think I've seen Cassiopeia, but again, sometimes it's difficult to tell what you're looking at. But it is just so orgasmic. Anyway. Bye for now. Bye.